Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is Between Two Cities by Stonemaier Games. And what this game is all about is you sit next to people and you each build a city between each two people. Now, what I mean by that is, okay, I have, let's say for the example when I played the game, I had my wife on my right side and my brother-in-law on my left side, okay? So, what I had to do is, what you do is you draw tiles that represent pieces of your city, and you decide which tile to go into which city, because I am actually building a city between my wife and I, and I'm building a city between my brother-in-law and I. So I'm building two cities, and they are also building two cities. And the whole time, you're wondering, which tile do I need to put in which city? Because there's also a scoring system that allows you to decide how you want to build the city as it is being built. Because as you are choosing two pieces, also, the people that are building the city with you are choosing two pieces as well. And so it's really dependent on them choosing the right pieces as well. But it is a cooperative game, so you could definitely talk and discuss the strategy on, be like, oh, well, we need this or we need that. And that is definitely something to consider when you're playing the game, is make sure that you're playing well with others, so to speak. But, so you're building these two cities, and then you score it. And the score, how it works, is you score each city, and then you actually only keep the score of your lowest scoring city. So that gives you a lot of incentive on trying to build both of your cities to equal proportions, so that you have high scores on each one of your cities, so that you can be the winner at the end of the game, because whoever has the highest score at the end of the game obviously wins. And so this game actually plays really quick. A lot quicker than I thought it was going to play, which is a big plus, because I enjoy playing quick games with my wife and my brother-in-law. But to go back to my first impressions of the game is the art on the box looks great. The box was great. And it has a lot of components to the game, a lot of the tiles that you use to build the cities, and these are all very well made. They're not flimsy little pieces of paper or anything. They're nice, good cardboard, cardstock type material that has a good texture and feel to it. And so I would definitely say that the components were very well made and make the game also look very good. So starting the game, the rules are actually very simple to understand. The only thing that kind of like scared me at first was like how to score the city, because there's different ways each component of the city scores a little bit differently. But I was scared to score it, but when I actually did score the cities, it was a lot simpler and pretty easy. And so the game was easy to get started as well. So you just draw your pieces and you start building, and it's really quick pace. And so the one good benefit about it is that we wanted to play it again and again. And also, I was able to play it with my 8-year-old son. We got him involved, and he was able to understand what he needed to do. He's like, oh, I pick two pieces, one goes to each city, and I work with you guys to try to figure it out. And so he had a blast that he's like right afterwards, and the next day he's just like, can we play that game again? Which is high praise definitely to Stonemaier Games for making a game that my 8-year-old likes. So good kudos to you. So the overall experience was very positive. We enjoyed opening it up, we enjoyed playing it, looking at it, and it was just a great experience overall. So what would I recommend for you guys on Between Two Cities? I would definitely say that Between Two Cities is a buy and something you should add to your collection, because it's something that, you know, various different types of gamers and various different age levels of gamers can enjoy. So definitely buy this, add this to your collection, and of course we'll have links in the show notes that you can be led and guided in the right direction. So Between Two Cities is a buy recommendation from Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and thank you again for listening to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.